Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces were leaving behind a complete disaster as they retreat from the north, including towns just outside Kyiv, and he warned residents to beware of more Russian shelling and of landmines. He said in his latest video address to the nation, they are mining the whole territory. They are mining homes, mining equipment, even the bodies of people who were killed. He urged residents to wait to resume their normal lives until they are assured that the mines have been cleared and the danger of shelling is past. Zelensky warned of difficult battles ahead as the Russians redeploy troops in eastern Ukraine. Zelensky said he spoke Friday with French President Emmanuel Macron by telephone and with the President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, during her visit to Kyiv. The U.S. Defense Department says it is providing an additional $300 million in military equipment to Ukrainian forces defending the country from Russian troops. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the gear in the new package includes later laser-guided rocket systems, unmanned aircraft, armored vehicles, night vision devices, and ammunition. Also included are medical supplies, field equipment, and spare parts. Kirby said the new package represents the beginning of a contracting process to provide new capabilities to Ukraine rather than delivering equipment drawn from U.S. military stockpiles. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance since Russia's invasion, and that's according to Kirby. For more news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron promised to keep working to establish a sustainable humanitarian corridor in and out of Mariupol in those talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky appealed to Macron to continue diplomatic efforts to get Russia to agree to conditions for evacuation and aid. According to Macron's office, that includes a durable ceasefire announced far enough in advance to be able to organize help. The French leader has been trying for a week to arrange help for Mariupol so far without evident success. The International Energy Agency says its members have agreed to release further oil from their emergency reserves in response to the market turmoil caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Paris-based agency said in a statement that the agreement was reached at an extraordinary meeting of ministers. It did not provide information on how much energy stock would be released, saying this would be made public next week. Israeli forces shot and killed three Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank early Saturday, an operation that fueled persisting fears of a flare-up of violence between Israel and the Palestinians in the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Tensions have soared in recent days after Palestinian assailants killed 11 Israelis in separate attacks. Israeli forces have stepped up security and launched arrest raids in the West Bank, killing two Palestinians during a gun battle on Thursday. Several hundred Jewish settlers live under heavy military protection in the heart of Hebron, a city of more than 200,000 Palestinians and home to a major holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims. The UN envoy to Yemen says the country's warring parties have accepted a two-month truce, starting with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The agreement on Friday comes after a significant escalation in recent weeks that saw Yemen's rebel Houthis claim several attacks inside the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. The truce is to start Saturday, the first day of Ramadan. The agreement will also allow for shipments of fuel to arrive in the key Yemeni port city of Hodeidah and for passenger flights to resume from the airport in the capital Sana'a. The United Nations and others have been pushing the coalition and rebels to stop the fighting for Ramadan, as has tenuously occurred in past years. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.